G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Brazilian Finance Minister Fernando Haddad reported that the G20 has approved, by acclamation, a ministerial declaration on international tax cooperation during the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Presidents meeting in Rio de Janeiro.
Ao final, foi aplaudida a declaração, que inclusive contempla vários itens.
He says, at the end of the session, the declaration was applauded. It includes several elements. One of them, in particular, is the Brazilian proposal to start risking international taxation, not only from the perspective of companies, but also of the so-called super rich. So the declaration includes this perspective. Approved by acclamation, the document agreed upon by G20 member states will play an unprecedented and historic role in outlining the group's commitment to seeking local measures to promote tax justice. Fernando Haddad advocated for increasing taxes on billionaires as a way to mobilize funds to combat global hunger and poverty. According to Haddad, a global tax of 2% on the super rich could generate $250 billion annually.
Nós entendemos que os desafios que estão colocados para o mundo no futuro.
He says, we understand that the challenges facing the world in the near future, including the inequality and hunger that gave rise to the Global Alliance and climate issues, will require innovative solutions. We're trying to anticipate these challenges by developing financing instruments that can be used when the need arises, when an emergency arises. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's finance minister defined the declaration as a historical document whose value must be recognized.
Essa proposta, ela não impede nenhum país de...
He says, this proposal does not prevent any country from already starting to take steps in that direction. Tax systems are national, and countries are carrying out tax reforms in order to seek greater tax justice, including the principle of progressive taxation. So the fact that the world's 20 richest countries have agreed to address an issue proposed by Brazil is something that has an ethical nature and whose value must be recognized. The final document released at the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Presidents meeting can be found on the G20.org website. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin. For more information, visit g20.org.